Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Because no one ever said life is fair. Here is Foul Territory with Jeff and Jen on Sports Overnight America.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome in. It is Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jeff Rich and Jen Rich here in Phoenix, ready to talk to you before we get ready to hit the road to actually, you know, head up maybe in Daniel's direction, maybe not. But for right now, we're on the ground here in Phoenix, Arizona. We've got a responsibility to all of you to talk about stuff and talk about things and maybe not try to pull the wool over your eyes at any point. You know, in this era of misinformation, April Fool's Day, just not really fun anymore, right?
No. I mean, there's nothing you can write for April Fool's Day that's crazier than things that are just happening on a regular basis.
Yeah, and the sarcastic ones like Babylon Bee and The Onion are out there, and yeah, everybody knows what it is. It's fun to throw those headlines out there and to, you know, to tell people see what site you're citing. Speaking of citing, maybe perhaps exciting. You got anything for us to really build the hour around here, Daniel Ogden in San Francisco? Kind of ambushed him with that. Is your mic on, Daniel? And you know, Daniel. Hey, what up, man?
Nothing to
stay away from the light, Daniel.
Nothing to control.
My mic is like on and off.
Oh, this might have been a mistake. All right, brother. We'll catch up with you during the breaks then. So I guess Jen and I have at it to guess where the quarterbacks land, kind of commiserate on what the MLB season has been thus far, and we'll talk about April Fools and all other crap. It's Sports Overnight America. Jeff Rich, Daniel Ogden. It's the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
She's flipping the script.
Yeah.
It's time for her to ask the questions. Here's Jen Rich with today's headlines.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich with you from Phoenix. Jeff Rich sitting across from me. Daniel Ogden dialed in up in the studio. When you're out listening to us live, make sure you check us out on the social medias at What's Up Riches, at Girl of Many Hats, and, of course, the Sports Byline Network at Sports Byline USA. What was your favorite Val Kilmer movie, Jeff?
My favorite Val Kilmer movie. Well, it's got. He was best in Tombstone.
I was gonna say that's mine. I love that movie. Every time that movie's on, I'm going through, you know, the DirecTV, what channels, you know, stuff is on. Every time I see it's on, I turn it on. I've watched that movie probably twice a month.
I do like Real Genius when he was really young, and you know, it was in the movie with William Atherton, who's, you know, the jerk from Die Hard, Die Hard 2, and Ghostbusters, among probably other things. Lost, in fact, he was kind of a jerk on Lost until the island made him find his way somehow, some way. Yeah, so why ask me about Val Kilmer? I already know, but you need to tell everybody.
Yeah, I wanted to squeeze it in there before we got into the sportsy things that I woke up from my nappers and saw that the Ducks came back from behind and beat the Sharks, so that was fun. And then also that Val Kilmer had died. So I was not expecting either one of those things in the first 30 seconds of being awake.
Yeah, Val Kilmer, that's
65. He had throat cancer, complications from pneumonia.
Okay. Oh, that's a shame. But, you know, it's probably better to go, you know, with family around, I would assume, and not like Gene Hackman, where you sit in the house, you know, you lay in your bed for a long time before anybody actually comes and finds you. I think he gets a lot of love for the movie Heat. Like I said, I liked him in Real Genius, The Doors, Willow, a little more recently, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, back in 97, The Saint. He actually played a character that had throat cancer in Top Gun Maverick.
He did?
They handled that really well. Unfortunately, well, you know what? I'm not going to say too much more about Top Gun Maverick because some people may not have streamed it just yet. You remember him being in an episode of Psych?
No.
Yeah, he's a.
There was like, that's the problem, though, when we binge-watch those shows, is that I do eventually fall asleep at some point, and there are episodes that I don't catch. So, yeah, no, I don't remember him being on Psych. Detective Dobson, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't he the one, the elusive one, but I'm confusing him with Cary Elwes. I think that he was, you know, maybe the Canadian detective when they went up to Whistler, when they went up to Whistler maybe. Together.
Maybe.
All right. Enough Psych, enough...
When you started to say, I think maybe, I thought you were going to conclude it with, it's time to watch Psych from the beginning again. Because it has been a while.
We could go that route. We could go that route. You know what? I liked Suits. I liked Psych. I think that I'm just, like, legally obligated to not even attempt to watch Burn Notice at this point. But, yeah, they got some good shows over there. They don't really, you know, NBC doesn't really have a widespread sports package anymore, so USA's not really the fall over, but it's my favorite channel growing up. Cartoon Express, 6 p.m. every day after dinner. I was going to say after school, but I didn't go to school until like 5:30 at night, not 6 o'clock. I think that it was between that and SportsCenter, and it just depended on if, you know, SportsCenter was covering hockey, which I just didn't like the coverage because I didn't have a team to relate to. It looks like a thrilling conclusion in Denver between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. Suns lose again. No big surprise. Chicago Bulls all over Toronto, but everyone's conceding at this point that Oklahoma City is going to be the team to, you know, chase 70 wins. And as a Suns fan with interest in Cleveland, I think that that doesn't matter. You know, if it comes down to it and games one and two of the finals are in Oklahoma City rather than Cleveland, it is what it is. But, I think it's kind of wild. We got two teams that are really not record-setting, but really, really running away. And I don't know, Daniel, if you want to speak straight into the mic. I mean, do you think that either one of them is the favorite to even represent the conference in the finals, Oklahoma City, Cleveland Cavaliers?
I'm going to say no. I don't know what the betting odds are, but I would highly doubt that that those two teams will be the teams that are picked by the majority of what they like to call experts.
Okay. I get that. But you watch enough basketball. I don't see a lot of Oklahoma City, but I'm familiar with their players' games. So I understand that that thing was able to come together, and I think that I did watch, you know, I did watch Oklahoma City play in one, if not both, of the games against the Cavaliers, and they went 1-1, if I recall correctly. So that's intriguing. But once we get into the month of April, you know, I don't think that the teams care so much about seeding as they care about quote unquote load management and preparedness for the playoffs. Of course, you do that little play-in round, you give everybody a few extra days of rest.
Yeah, so also I did look up the betting odds. OKC is a favorite, plus 175. Boston is second, plus 190. Cleveland, plus 500. Everybody else, starting with the Lakers, is plus 1,500 or worse.
Wow, so they're looking at... I mean, they really think it is Oklahoma City and Boston, huh?
Yeah, I guess. With or that it'll come down to Boston and Cleveland. I'm a little surprised. Golden State has the sixth best odds, plus 1,800.
Yeah, I think that there's there's pedigree, there's experience, there's knowing how to win when you know you may not have the odds completely in your favor, and you know there's probably a little bit of bias towards a team with four trophies, with the head coach and a couple of the players that have been there for the whole ride. So,
Houston plus 15,000.
You think that's good money?
I mean, I don't know if it's good money, but they are a really good team, and according to the standings, they shouldn't be plus 15,000.
Okay, so maybe I'm not catching the Sunday night game between Houston and Golden State Chase Center on a budget.
I don't think you're catching any game at Chase Center on a budget in general. That's probably why I have only been to a concert to watch Metallica and the Symphony that I got tickets for free.
All right. I guess we're holding out hope for maybe Sun Spurs in a couple weeks.
When we get back to Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah. We got a lot of things to see and stuff to do between now and then, Jen. But we're about to complete the first year of a hockey season. Yeah, that starts and finishes without a game played in the state of Arizona since 1995. And that's kind of sad. I don't know how much I'm going to be into the playoffs without a team that participates, in the league. And, especially if Utah makes the playoffs, I have zero interest in it. Some of the Utes fans tell me that hearing Marty McConnell, because he just kind of carried over with the team and became Utah's guy. Some people say that it's kind of hard to hear him be the voice of a team that's not the that's not the Coyotes. And we had so many great guys that we had Darren Pang, we had Dave Strader, we had Marty McConnell for a few years here. Not to mention the people that ended up in the media with a little bit of Phoenix under their belt, including Jeremy Roenick, but more recently, Paul Bissonnette and Rick Tocchet. And I think that if Tyson Nash ends up in the fold, that he would, he's another one that comes from the Coyotes organization. That's it's interesting, and it's fun to know that they're still around. All right, on the other side, we'll kind of dig into what's what in Major League Baseball. I know your rule about the standings, and we got about 3 months before we can think about that. But yeah, man, it's time to get out, and we'll be right back with more segments about sports on Sports Overnight America.
There's only one thing to say to that, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
I can't help it. It's my favorite song. Welcome back, everyone. It's Sports Overnight America, and we're having a better night than the Athletics of...
Did they lose again? Did the Cubs do a bunch of stuff against a minor league team?
Well, if you read these San Francisco writers, and I don't know if SF Gate is you know, one of the more popular news outlets up there in San Francisco, but headline, the A's opener in Sacramento was an absolute disaster. Now, the final score of the Monday night game was like 18-3, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it there, but they...
It's only 7-4 today.
Okay. So, the Cubs have won more games than Sacramento.
I mean, they had 3 runs to start the game off, but looks like the A's answered back right away, but the Cubs just kept knocking them in. Okay. Shame they couldn't do that when they were down here in Phoenix.
Okay. I guess we had problems with the A's radio feed.
They had a lot of problems. Did you see their media shed?
I've heard reference to it.
So you know the sheds that I've been looking for to put like on the side yard for our bikes and then inevitably to put all my Halloween decorations in?
Correct.
Yeah, they're holding their media press conferences in one of those.
Oh, so everybody has to crowd into a shed and there's like a little table in the front.
A little table in the front, little A's in the background, and then just some chairs. But yeah, it's literally just a shed. So they have a shed. Their radio broadcast has been eh. There was, of course, already sell the team chants. I get it. You're mad, but like, let opening night be opening night. You know, save that stuff for night two, like a normal person. And then, yeah.
It is bad, Daniel, and you could tell me because I'm just speculating based on what I've seen on Twitter back when I was using it. It just felt like. The San Francisco, the Northern California media has just brutalized everything about the Athletics relocation to Vegas. You know, mostly saying all along the way that it's not a done deal. But, you know, we talked to Mark Bedane a couple weekends ago, and he's basically been named team president to, you know, do with the Oakland's baseball team what he did with Oakland's longtime football team.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's going to happen. But, yeah, I think... a lot of the media out here just sort of thinks the whole thing is kind of a joke. And I think everybody just feels bad for, you know, true A's fans.
A's fans, true players. It's like with the Coyotes going up to Utah to play in a... Or I guess when they originally moved out of their big stadium to their little stadium that they shared with ASU. It is a joke. It is sad that teams can get to that point where they just don't really have a home and they're kind of in limbo and the fans are in limbo while all of this stuff is being decided by, you know, a bunch of people who don't care about any of this.
I think John Fisher is definitely, if he wasn't before, he's taken kind of center stage as the most hated, you know,
Yeah, there was a lot
in sports in the Bay Area.
A lot of F. Fisher sweatshirts in presence, which kind of confused me a little bit. Because, again, I know you want to make your statement, but I'm not paying money to walk around in a sweatshirt with this guy's face on it. Because the U in the F. Fisher is his face. Like, okay. I'm not paying money to wear something that has this guy's face on it to say how much I hate this guy.
Oh, that sounds like you have to give those kind of shirts away.
Like, that kind of sounds like burning Teslas, but that's a whole different story.
All right.
Different problem.
One of the Cubs relievers. I'm having a hard time coming up with the name here. Or even.
Well, we only have, like, two relievers and, like, no bullpens. So.
It was like, what's his name? Like, Brazier? Something along those lines. And Ryan Brazier.
Darsh.
Yeah, right? Ryan Brazier says it's a joke that they have to play at a AAA stadium. And let me ask you, like, you know, Oakland was getting, like, tens of people. They were it wasn't just happening on the south side of Chicago. Oakland was getting, like, crowds of under 5,000 at that massive stadium. So I asked the players, would you rather play where the atmosphere is electric with 11,000 people or where it feels like you're in a church on Sunday with 11,000 people in an 80,000-seat stadium? I'm not there. I guess that would be my, my recusal of myself on this topic. Because I feel like separating the Athletics from what the Giants have considered their own market the entire time that they've been there, that Oakland has been there, that the Athletics were there. I think that, Vegas gets to create their own identity in Vegas. I don't think it's going to be the disaster that it is with the Raiders being a host city to visiting fans. I think the baseball, nobody's going to fly in from New York. Well, I mean, not nobody, but
some people do. Not as many as you would anticipate.
You're not going to have people flying in droves for a three-game series or even one of the games in a three-game series if it's in the middle of the week in Las Vegas. I mean, it's a great excuse to go there. Oh, hey, my Cleveland brethren. Oh, Guardians are playing the they're playing in Vegas. Let's go. Let's blow off Tuesday and Wednesday at work and go watch some baseball and gamble and do what people that enjoy Vegas like doing there.
I kind of miss Vegas.
I know.
It's like kind of been like, I don't know, just a couple days ago. I was like, it's been a while since we've been to Vegas. I don't think I ever want to go there. I think it just kind of calls you. And it's just like, hey, you haven't been here in like a year. Is everything okay? You mad at me?
I'd rather go to New Orleans. I would rather go to Charleston. I would rather go. I haven't been to Nashville.
Yeah.
See,
the problem is when we go to those places, though, their baseball teams are never home.
Right.
But when we go to Vegas, their baseball team's like always there. I don't even know if they play road games. I feel like they're home all the time.
Which team is this?
In Vegas.
Oh, the Aviators?
Yeah, the Aviators. I'm like, I don't feel like they play road games. I feel like they're just home all the time.
They're actually going to be home on Thursday when the AAA season starts.
Mm-hmm.
The single A, the low A season doesn't start until Friday. That's the main reason we don't hit the road until Friday.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna.
But
Also, I don't want to leave Studio Cat for too long.
Yeah, Visalia, Modesto, Fresno, Sacramento to see the Athletics. Maybe some Inland Empire 66ers on the way back into Phoenix, and then a getaway game on Wednesday in Phoenix with your beloved Orange.
Yeah, Orioles and Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to wear my orange dress, too, like the obnoxious bright orange dress.
It sounds like fun.
Remember, I'm going to test the theory. We were talking about how we think Diamondback fans are comfortable giving people crap from the Midwest that come to the stadium because, there's that conception that Midwestern people are easygoing and friendly and, the honest fact is most of us aren't. But we were saying that it's not so likely that they would mess with the East Coastians because the East Coastians generally have a rougher, meanier I will just randomly shank you.
Did we talk about this on the couch or on the air last
night? No, we talked about this on the couch. This was just a conversation I think we had ourselves. But yeah, so I think it's a good time to test out that theory. I think you're not going to wear Yankees stuff. I don't know if you have any Orioles stuff, but I'm like, we need to go into Chase Field wearing East Coast stuff and see if we get the same amount of crap that we do when we wear Cubs stuff.
Well, you know what? Fortunately, not every store is all local stuff, so I could walk into one of the many Just Sports that we have here, and if you like their stuff, it's, you know, shop.
Oh, you have so much time at this point, you could probably order something online, and it would be here.
Well, for us in Phoenix, because the warehouses are closed.
Yeah.
So.
And, I mean, I plan on stopping off in places, you know, California, we usually stop off in some stores.
Well, the randomness of the roadside stops are what make the road trips awesome. I mean, the baseball's great.
Like, I'm like, maybe I should look at, like, food places we want to go to, but that's not how we don't seek out food places we want to go to. We just find them.
Well, collectively, we don't. I had a list of, like, 37 places that we could go in Minneapolis, and we just went to the place that was the bar that was above the parking garage. And
I like keeping stuff simple.
And there was, well, you know what? We went to that random sandbar in, like, Sturgeon Lake, Minnesota last year. So, you know, there are things that we find along the way. Let's give a shout-out to the trips listing on the AFN. You're listed as Sports Overnight America. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
If that gets your pulse racing, you need Aeromasters, celebrating a century of the American fighter pilot. This is a stunning museum-quality book. It honors over 75 American fighter pilot legends of the sky and storied squadrons from World War I to today, plus Air Force PJs, each showcased in a vibrant two-page spread. Bursting with rare photographs, breathtaking artwork, stirring prose and poetry, as well as heroic stories, this book belongs in every aviation enthusiast's collection. Immerse yourself in America's unstoppable spirit of the sky. Early readers hail it as a landmark book, breathtaking, a literary and visual masterpiece of American history, and a fabulous work of art and storytelling. Score your copy of Aeromasters at FrontierInsightsLLC.com and get an exclusive 20% introductory discount today. Again, FrontierInsightsLLC.com.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for staying up with us. If you catch us on the replay, we're live at 10 p.m. Mondays and Tuesday nights, the collective of Jen Rich and myself. Did you put out social media tags still, or do you just kind of skip it because we all kind of stopped wanting to put it out there?
Yeah, I don't usually do any tags or hash browns or ats, or I'll do a location. A yeah. Location, but
I don't mind sharing pictures, and I kind of understand that I got people that are interested in hats, and I got people that know me, and that's kind of that's kind of the following. Maybe a few followers, from the radio stuff, but since I walked away from Twitter X or Exeter, I haven't missed it. I haven't felt like I'm out of the loop on anything except Val Kilmer passing away. But
it's the first thing I saw.
Yeah. Well, I was
first thing I saw when I opened up the old laptop here for show 30. That's the only time I use this thing.
And they said that Val Kilmer's not with us anymore. I'm trying to think. If I look at his IMDb page, I'm going to obviously see the popular credits, but you have to go way back to the peak of his popularity. I was only going back to 2014 with Psych, and he had fun. He liked to, he did voiceovers for Robot Chicken, and it's honestly comes down to Top Gun, and what was the other one that we were talking about?
I've been partially distracted this entire show, because I've been trying to figure out what that Oh Yeah song is.
Okay.
So I'm like listening, but I'm also side Googling different variations of Oh Yeah and not getting any of the results I wanted. And by the way, when you add with bongos to it, you get really not great results.
Okay. With bongos.
Oh Yeah, with bongos. Yeah, you get a song by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, which is as filthy as you would expect it to be.
He was in a movie called Columbus Day from 2008. Let's see. He was the Sherpa on Entourage, which you hated the heck out of.
Yeah, I don't like any of those people.
Daniel, were you an Entourage watcher?
Not like a super watcher, but when I was younger and thin, people used to tell me that I looked like that main character, dude.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
The douchiest of the douches?
Vinny Chase? Or actual actor in the show or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, the guy that needed the agent and had the entourage.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it was a different time in my life. I mean, it was just 20 years ago at this point. Batman Forever. I can't even remember that movie. I remember, I remember the one with Michael Keaton, and I remember the one where, Michael Keaton was in the second one, wasn't he?
So, I show him in my little list that I did at Batman Forever.
And that's it. Oh, Top Secret. Top Secret was like one of those spoof movies from people that made Airplane and Naked Gun and those types of movies.
I'm realizing that I have not seen a lot of Val Kilmer movies.
Yeah, well, we saw The Real Genius, where, he's a genius.
Willow?
I've never seen that, no.
I don't think that I've seen it. The Doors is not really super familiar with me. I remember it being popular. Oh, Tombstone and Top Gun.
I can't believe that it was the first thing out of my mouth when we talked about it in the open, and it took me, like, you know, 6 minutes to get back to it.
I just watched Top Gun not too long ago for the very first time, just so I could watch the second one.
And I don't think it's necessary that you watch
the first one. No, I honestly didn't need to watch the first one to watch the second one. No. But it's fine. It's over now. I had a pretty good run of 42 years, or was it 41 years of not seeing Top Gun?
Nice. Nice.
Really, you were missing out that volleyball scene with Tom Cruise shirtless.
Yeah. Everyone always thought it was weird because both my parents were in the Navy and I'd never seen the movie, but my household did not like Tom Cruise, so nothing with Tom Cruise was ever on in our house.
It's really a shame. You know what else is a shame?
It's fine.
Shame.
I mean, I have the whole rest of my life to watch Tom Cruise's catalog.
You could just watch him running and it's basically the same thing in every movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Or you know, doing something in the rain.
Although I do think it is kind of cool he does his own stunts.
Yeah, he does whatever he wants.
He is kind of,
you know,
like...
I'll also say, too, for somebody that has, like, such a controversial, like, you know, religious stance, he doesn't really ever talk about it.
Not anymore.
I mean, like, I think the most heat he ever got for was when he went on that rant, which I totally agree with him about... people taking antidepressants.
Okay. I
was going to say, he went on a lot of rants there for a bit.
Just look up Tom Cruise on antidepressants or SSRIs or something like that. Hmm. And I believe it's with Matt Lauer.
Interesting. The crazier person from that interview ended up being Matt Lauer. The liar. Oh, wait, no, he's the Me Too guy. It's Brian Williams that lied about his attachment to combat.
I can't.
Yes, that was Brian Williams.
Yeah. So Matt Lauer and Tom Cruise and, yeah, Cruise did quite a few military roles, including the veteran in Born on the 4th of July. You know, he really kind of caused the character to change the story arc of Mission Impossible because it was all about John Voight's character, who, you know, by the way, spoiler alert from a movie that came out 30 years ago, you know, it's Mr. Phelps that ends up being the criminal, and Ethan Hunt was just kind of a recurring guest or maybe just a one-time guest, and they built the entire film franchise that's gone on for 30 years, about that character. That's kind of a interesting thing that if you didn't watch the Mission Impossible series back in the day, like I did not, it just kind of clicks something, you know, something different on the mind. All right, so Giants are in the hunt in the NL West, Daniel. How you feeling about their prospects?
I mean, definitely better than I did a week ago.
Okay. More important question to get to the real nitty gritty of this. Your mother, big Giants fan. Does she have any confidence in this season?
I'm gonna still say no, but she's enjoying it right for now.
And it's good when you can have those little moments. Yeah, that's the thing about baseball season is you can go to a game, team could play their best game of the season, they could beat the best team in the league. We saw the White Sox swept the Yankees, they swept the Guardians last year, and those were the last two teams standing in the American League playoffs. So it's an unpredictable game. It can be fun no matter what day you watch. You know, even if you, I mean, I rooted for an absolutely miserable team in the 1980s. You know, they would routinely lose 95 to 105 games a season because nobody cared about baseball in that city, including the people writing the checks for the organization. It was very crappily run, and you know, people think the owners are cheap now. They should have seen it from, oh, I don't know, about 1971 to 1992. But yeah, that's I just blacked out. You know, something about Val Kilmer, and then
Kilmer and
Tom Cruise and driving around in John Voight's car.
Yeah, well, How do you spell that? Are you talking about John Voight the dentist or John Voight the thespian?
I went to school with him. No, the periodontist.
He's a periodontist.
And I spelled Jerry with a G and an I.
Oh, we were watching the... I hadn't seen this one in a while where they're out at the house party on Long Island at Michael Chiklis' house.
I forgot about that one.
Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
There's that, and then, hey, you said I'll stop and see you when you're in the city. Hey, Jerry.
Then he calls a hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't look good for Jerry. Oh. But yeah, that was our afternoon. Both of our teams are playing out west, so the Diamondbacks game kind of happened before I was even cognizant that we had shifted from the daytime into the evening. But comeback win for Arizona against the Yankees, and it's the first time.
Yeah, a grand salami by Suarez in the eighth inning. Yeah, eighth inning is apparently their hot spot.
Maybe it wasn't the Cubs. Maybe it's just the Union. Your Suarez is ready for a breakout. So it'd be crazy to see him go on like an MVP run. After 2-3 years ago, they were ready to run him out of town. And then
I'm saying now he's suddenly really, really good. I'm sure that's not even remotely suspicious.
So I mean, are you saying
Maybe the torpedo bat helped his stats.
I get why they're legal, and I get why everybody jumped up after seeing the Yankees hit 9 home runs and Ellie De La Cruz have a 7 RBI day. It's suspicious. It's obviously advantageous, but. You know, not every advantage is exactly cheating. These other teams are going to look into these bats and see what they can change. But Aaron Judge says that he doesn't want to use one, which is the craziest thing, because he's in all the memes with the bat or and the fifth
inning. Giant, have you seen the giant mitt ones now?
I most certainly have.
There's giant mitt ones now, too.
I think my favorite one I saw today was, do you know Quentin Johnston?
Who?
The receiver on the Chargers.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah, he had the ones with the obnoxious gloves.
Yeah, and they were like, maybe he can catch a pass or two this year now.
Oh, and they're overdoing it with the Guardian helmets to protect the oft-injured types of players, too. Any thoughts on the Final Four being all chalky with all ones?
I mean, I'll say like I watched a good amount of a lot of the one seeds games throughout the tournament, and I think the biggest reason is, you know, especially like I'll talk about Flag because everybody talks about Flag. Although that Arizona Duke game, it would have been nice to just watch the refs like let them play. And I don't even think that necessarily the refs were, like, calling anything one-sided. But there was, like, 45 fouls in that game. And it's like, if you have more fouls than minutes played in a game, that's probably too many fouls called. But Flag's been good. Broome's been really good. I'm blanking the name on Florida. Clayton, he's been really good. Like, all the stars have played really, really well. And I think that that's why they're in the Final Four, and I think that's sort of, you know, what you want. Usually there will be one or two one seeds that their stars just don't, you know, align and play well, and then they get knocked out early because it is a one-and-done tournament.
Yeah, I think that 4-1s in the Final Four means that, you know, at least the one seeds were seeded properly. I would say that the fact that, I mean, did we have all one – was it all 1-2 in the – in the Elite Eight, I believe that it was, and you know that means that the two seeds, you know, you have the top 8 teams in your final 8. That means that you had this thing pecked out pretty well, which is a worthy of praise.
1-3 seed, Texas Tech. Sorry.
Okay, I got you. Okay, so it wasn't completely unflawed, but We'll pick this up on the other side. Jen Rich is still here. Daniel Ogden and yours truly, Jeff Rich, have been rapping about sports here on Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Final segment. A few things I need to note is that Timberwolves-Nuggets game, Minnesota does win on the road, but Jokic scores 60 points in a triple-double. That is in a double overtime loss. It's the third time there's been a 60-point triple-double in the NBA. Steph Curry had 52. Ovechkin is four shy of Gretzky's record for goals. Daniel, you're going to like this one. The date was April 1st, 1985. In a matchup of Big East rivals, Villanova stuns Georgetown in the NCAA championship game 66-64 at Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky. Georgetown is the defending champion and comes into the tournament with a 35-2 record and the number one ranking. Villanova began the tourney unranked and seeded eighth in the Southeast region with a 19-10 mark, yet the team reached the final under Raleigh Massimino. Villanova shoots an incredible 22 of 28 from the field for a final four record of 78.6%, including 9 of 10 in the second half. Birthdays on April 1 include Bo Schembechler, 1929, Phil Niekro, 1939, Rusty Staub, 1944, Norm Van Leer, 1947, and Scott Stevens, 1964. What are we... We're going to California, Daniel. You have the best week, and we will, at least I will catch up with you on Saturday.
Sounds good. Shout out Ed Pinckney, Villanova, 1985.
Yeah, the Suns drafted him, and he stunk in the NBA. They didn't have a single NBA player on that team. That's going to do it for Jen, for Daniel. I'm Jeff Rich. This has been Sports Overnight America. Now stay tuned for more sports. Come your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.